Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
The guys on The Big Show have been going at it for 3 hours, but they haven't crashed and burned. Yet.
Well, it's The Big Show.
It's time to reset today's big topics and let you pick a lane. Pick a Lane, brought to you by the legendary Great Lakes Dragaway in Union Grove. They're open now until the snow flies. Check out the website for hours and details. And it's not too early to think about getting your 2021 season passes. Always a great holiday gift idea. Just go to GreatLakesDragaway.com.
All right, Great Lakes Dragaway, pick a lane. Top of the hour brought to you by Toro Snowblowers. For grizzly winters, you need a Toro Power Max Snowblower. It's a beast on snow. Act now. Get up to $100 off on select Toro Power Max Snowblowers. See your Toro retailer now. Win winter with a Toro. Your three lanes for Great Lakes Dragaway. Pick a lane, the right lane. The Packers were able to make a deal. Would you rather have J.J. Watt or a wide receiver coming back to Green Bay? The left lane, you forgave Brett Favre. Why not forgive Greg Jennings, who's all up in his feelings and feeling hurt that they haven't accepted him back in Green Bay yet? And we do not have a return lane today. So those are the two lanes. The
Why don't
right
we
lane,
have a return lane?
Because we had fantasy football. The right lane, the Packers were to make a deal. Would you rather have J.J. Watt or receiver coming back to Green Bay?
Okay.
And the left lane, we forgave Brett Favre. Why not Greg Jennings?
Okay.
And this comes off of Matt Steinman's article from earlier today. And he went through and proposed a bunch of trades. And maybe we'll get to some of them coming up in the next segment besides this one. Packers acquired defensive end J.J. Watt and wide receiver Will Fuller from the Texans for a 2021 second-round pick, 2021 fourth-round pick, and a 2021 sixth-round pick. And he didn't do it by himself. He also had the help of the Texans beat writer Aaron Reese, also with him, putting this one together. And that's where this topic came up from. And earlier in the show, when Gary and Leroy and I were having this conversation, we had a guy named Bob, one of our listeners, call in, and he shed his thoughts on this idea. Bob in Greendale, you're next on the Wendy's Big Show with Gary Ellerson and Leroy Butler.
Hey, guys. I think I would rather take a receiver at this point because I think I speak for a lot of frustrated Packer fans that they're doing Rodgers the same way they did Brett Favre. MVPs, at the end of the day, they don't matter. It's Super Bowl rings. And if you don't play anything around your MVP quarterback, he's not going to get that Super Bowl ring. We're sick of seeing guys coming in at the end of their careers like Julius Peppers, Jeff Saturdays. Those guys, they make a slight impact at the beginning, but in the end, they just get swept under the rug. Nobody cares about that anymore. Nobody cares about the Packer way, next man up stuff. I'm not surprised Mike McCarthy, he's better off where he is now because I'm sure he got sick and tired of playing year after year. They're not bringing in any impact players. When's the last time they made a shockwave through the NFL signing a big player? The trade deadline's going to come and it's going to go, and
well,
the Packers aren't going to do a damn thing.
Look, hold on. Packers aren't going to do a damn thing, Bob says. What say you, Leroy Butler?
That was Mike. Yeah, that wasn't mic drop. That was phone drop. You have to give people some space to feel that way.
Give them some space, Roy.
Yeah, I mean, you really do. I mean, because there's a lot of fans like that are frustrated. But again, I don't think a receiver can help you against a team that has a running committee and one of the guys put up 290 yards on you. I just don't. I mean, they've been doing fine. I mean, we all were surprised they chose Jordan Love, but he's here now, so we got to get past that and just let that part go. But now we're saying you know, I mean, if you get a guy like J.J. Watt, man, it just, Steve, I'm gonna tell you something. If he walked to that locker room right now, it would just change the whole complexion of what you need.
It would be a huge boost to everybody, offense and defense, I think.
Yeah,
right?
Steve.
What?
Now you get it,
Are
Steve.
You kidding
now
me?
You get it. Yeah, now you get it, Steve.
I get it, but I'm not paying for another 3 years after this. I don't get what he means for this year, and next year's the last year of his deal, 2021, $17.5 million or whatever it is. No guarantees. I'm fine with that. You all earlier were talking about extending him another 2 to 3 years past that. He's already in his early 30s.
I sure would.
That, I'm not willing to do. 1 year, maybe. But if the plan is Aaron Rodgers is gone after next year or the year after, I'm not trying to extend his money into the Jordan Love years. Like, when Rodgers leaves, he goes with him.
I say do it because you got to create space. You need space right now to sign Bakhtiari and Aaron Jones. You need to create space. And if you also have to bring in another, if you get a guy like Fuller with Devontae out, I would extend the Devontae. I need cash at this point if I'm going to do any of this stuff to extend out these guys. And that would be a great way that you can get a receiver that you want, so Bob will be happy. Get a defender that, you know, that I would love, and that would make your defense better, and now you can legitimately say and feel good about it when all the Packer fans go to sleep at night, man, we are just as good a shape of anybody going to the Super Bowl and winning it, and actually winning it. That's the difference between that. But again, you got to understand that I'm not going to be mad at guys like Bob, because I get some space. When they see guys like Antonio Brown, and then you see that, you know, all these teams, I mean, Seattle, and then you see Dez Bryant might just work out for the Ravens, and you don't see that with the Packers, you do get frustrated. Because I used to be frustrated with those type of fans. Maybe like 5-6 years ago, remember that, Gary, every time they called up, a guy got released, they wanted him. Mm-hmm. And now I step back a little bit and say, okay, I'll let you guys feel that way, because these fans are coming up with facts, saying, look at this guy, he can help. This guy can help. I say, well, let me step back and look at this. And I think I was wrong for the most part of not giving them space 5 or 6 years ago, people like Bob, to let me hear his side, you know, because, you know, you get caught up in, you know, because they're winning, you think it's like Gary woke me up the other day. They're winning all these games, man, but we ain't got no hardware. I said, you got a good point. And I think that's what the fans' frustration, that this season is trending. This all come up after the Tampa game, by the way. You know, that Tampa game caused a lot. We talk about trades and all this kind of stuff, and I don't think we'd be talking about this if they were 5-0.
Sure you would.
I'll still go along.
Sure you would.
No, I don't.
Because I don't think anybody thought that they were still good at wide receiver, even after 4-0 we were having the conversation. I don't think anybody thought they could stop the run before the Tampa game, so I don't think that would have changed anything. I don't think anybody thought that they were good at inside linebacker, so I don't think that would have changed anything. Like, the conversations we're having aren't just because of Tampa. It's the conversations we've been having since the draft. You want to spin it that way, but it's not because of the Tampa game.
It is because of the Tampa game. Why else would we be talking about Aaron Rodgers' feelings?
I don't care about Rodgers. We're talking about trades. That's what I'm talking about.
Well, I'm talking about the whole everything under the umbrella, because it all goes to tie in together. Because if they were 5-0,
we'd still be needing guys.
We still wouldn't be talking about trading.
Yeah, we wouldn't be talking about trading. No, we wouldn't be.
Yes,
I wouldn't be talking about it. I wouldn't be talking about it. Yeah, you always would.
Yes.
But it don't make sense.
They're 5-0. You would not be,
Gary, they were 13-3 last year, and the whole year you're like, I don't know how they're doing it. And then we got to the offseason, and it was like, they got so many holes. Like, I don't know how it's going to work. Then we get through 4-0, and Gary says, I'm still not sold on this team. I just think there's still too many holes.
Well,
and
Gary,
now you're saying, Gary, hold on, just to clarify. So now you're saying, Gary, that if they would have beat Tampa, you wouldn't have been asking to improve this roster and make a trade.
You need to say that to me, Gary's been consistent.
Here's what we wouldn't be doing. We wouldn't be doing the topics on Aaron Rodgers that we've done the last.
I'm talking about trades. That's what we're talking about right now.
Trades.
That's what we're talking about.
No, okay, trades probably not.
We're not talking about Aaron Rodgers right now. We're talking about trades.
But the heat on Aaron Rodgers, wouldn't be talking about.
Fine. Yes, agree. Totally agree. Fine. All right. The left lane. We forgave Brett Favre.
Nobody would have talked. They were 5-0. I just don't believe it.
We forgave Brett Favre. Why not forgive Aaron? Forgive Greg Jennings. This is the quote from Greg Jennings in the Bleacher Report. Quote, I would like to be reaccepted, if you will. I've called games there, sat with Aaron and talked, and our relationship is better. I would love to feel like welcome home. I don't know what I can do. Do they want me to get down on bended knee? It is what it is. Greg Jennings on the Bleacher Report.
You know, we're going to have to interview him. I'm going to have to get him on the show to find out.
See if you can get him on the show, Roy. Yeah,
we got to put it in context of what are you talking about. Is this social media people telling you they don't want you? Or is this when you were in, when you came here to call the game, did you get some backlash from the team?
Ooh.
I mean, because this is you. How can you kick somebody out of something that you claim that's the reason why they poke at the Packer Way stuff? That's the reason why. When you fire McCarthy with four games to go, that stuff that Cleveland does and all these other teams, the Packers don't do this, so that was new. So if you're going to say you're the best fan base and you're going to hold grudges on a guy that never broke the law, but if you say, hey, I don't want Darren Sharper back in the organization, okay, I'll give you, I got that.
So for you, the person's got to be sitting in prison to be ostracized. If he's not in prison, we should forgive and forget.
Of course. That's what Jesus' teaching is. Come on. I'm going to forgive everybody. I'm not going to walk around here like I'm high and mighty, like it's just my organization, because a guy said something bad about one guy, he can't come back. I don't want to be a part of an organization that hold grudges like that.
Well, then you were a part of the wrong organization. They held a grudge against Brett for, 5 to 10 years? Stop.
Brett created that.
What?
Brett created that.
So did Greg Jennings. He created this too.
Tell me what he did wrong.
He's been
Tell me what he did wrong.
He's been running his mouth about the Packers and Rodgers since
he left.
No,
he's working.
Fine. So are you. And if you spout
That's different. I don't care about fans hating me because they can get over that. But the organization, if they hate you, that's a different subject. The organization do not hate Greg Jennings.
We don't know.
They just need, just take my word for it.
Well, then what's he talking about?
They don't. My thing is, that's why I said I got to get him on here to find out what's the context of what
you're
talking about.
So you'll just be like, if it's the fans, get over it. Who cares? But if it's the organization, there's more to it, right?
The organization is the bat signal in the sky. The G is in the sky, not fans. The fans run it because they're owners. But it's based on what 1265 says. If 1265 says you're going to accept him, you're going to come down with Brett Favre, and you're going to glamour all over him because we said he can have his everything here.
If
he
was accepted, he would have been in the Packer Hall of Fame already. Ram on the north
that's
side.
Not true.
I think it is. Ram, north side.
That's totally separate.
You're next on the Wendy's Big Show. What's up, Ram?
Hey, what's going on, Sparky and G?
Hey, what's up, Ram?
Hey.
Ram, what's up, man?
Hey, man. I'm going to go back to lane one.
Go back.
You know, we won four games, and LaVore's doing a great job, but we still short personnel, and we still short weapons. And the caller, the guy that y'all talked to, the sports guy?
Yeah, sports guy.
The NFL is about scoring points, man, just like the NBA. And the reason I think it's like that, because the fan base has changed, because this millennial generation, they want to see excitement. They're not going to sit up and just watch a game like maybe how my generation used to watch. So you got to go with you got to roll with the trends. I mean, everybody know we didn't do a good job in the draft, Sparky. So I don't know why the media don't focus on that and focus on Gutenhurst versus Rodgers. I don't understand why Rodgers is getting the blame. He's not sitting in the room picking these people. He got to try to work with them. But every week, we're seeing these top-flight receivers, and most Packer fans look, man, I wish he had a green and gold uniform on. Man, that dude cold. Damn. And then they look in the media, and they see these moves made. And then, I don't know, man, I just think, like Sparky, I heard what you just said about the Greg Jennings thing. I think the fan base focus on stuff that's minuscule, that don't even matter. You know, versus just focus on, man, how can we win? Okay, a person said something. So what? You know, let's move forward. You know, we're trying to win. Let's get somebody up in the locker room. Let's try to win. You know, because they comparing Rodgers to Brady every time he set up on the field, but you're not giving him nothing to work with. How do you do that, man? Gary, Leroy, Spark, how you do that? Why are you going to compare Rodgers to Brady? And Rodgers got
– Do me a favor.
Brady gonna probably play
do me a favor. Outside of Randy Moss, go find me those all-pro receivers that he had when he was winning those Super Bowls early in his career.
Well, we ain't going to say – Spark, we ain't
going
to say –
Who did he have?
They're not dropping the ball.
Who? What great running backs did Brady have as well?
What I'm saying, he had good athletes, good technicians that could catch the ball.
Okay, but they weren't names. He didn't have anybody even remotely close to Jennings, Jordy Nelson, Finley, and all these guys all at the same time. He never had a stacked offense like that, ever.
Well, I'm just saying.
Never, not once.
Randall Cobb available. Go get him.
Who, for the Packers?
I'm just saying right now.
All I'm saying is the Rodgers versus Brady argument of, oh, poor Aaron, does not hold up. Thanks for the call. That's all. I mean, we talk about that Sports Illustrated cover forever. That man had a more stacked offense than Brady was ever given the tools to. Ever.
Wait a minute. Brady played with a tight end that's on the 100th anniversary team, Gronk. Come on.
Good.
Julian.
Great.
Julian Edelman will probably get in the Hall of Fame.
Julian Edelman would not be taken over Jordy, Greg Jennings, Donald Driver, any of those guys. There's no way.
All that sound good. I'm just telling you that guy caught a lot of balls in that slot, as well as Wes Welker and all those guys. James White and then Sony Michelle and all these committee guys. Remember Deion Branch and all these guys? What Ram is saying.
My point exactly. Just dudes. That's my point.
But he
didn't have superstar wide receivers other than Moss.
It's a system that a bunch of short passes, you don't need guys like that. You really don't. Just go to your spot. And Ram was saying, just catch the ball. Rodgers have guys, ball hit him in the hands and bounce off. And you're like, we could improve that position. That's his only point. I mean, you could disagree on how you look at it. But my thing is this. If you're a great quarterback, do you need great talent around you? You want it, but you may not get it. Does that truly mean that Deshaun Watson, ever since they sent his wide receiver away, he could have pouted about it. They got through for 8 touchdowns in 2 weeks because he realized, hey, man, listen, I ain't got that blanket no more. I got to make these other Brandon Cooks, Randall Cobb, Fuller. I got to make this stuff work. Fails at tight end. I got to make it work. And he's making it work. They only got one game, but he's been putting up big numbers. The defense is just awful.
All right, let's take a quick timeout. We'll come back. Continue on Great Lakes Dragway. Pick a lane if you're on hold, like Tony and Racine. We'll get you coming up next.
Tony, we're going to get to you, buddy.
If the Packers were to make a deal, would you rather have J.J. Watt or a receiver coming back to Green Bay? The left lane, we forgave Brett Favre. Why not forgive Greg Jennings as well? Football's in full mode right now, and the Q Club of Wisconsin welcomes both old and new customers for safe dining and watching the games with their huge entertainment game room. Darts, pool, table tennis, bocce ball, all inside. And awesome bocce food ball. Selections and drink specials to go along with all that fun stuff. You'll also find all of your favorites on their menu, from loaded burgers, wraps, wings, plus their Wednesday and Friday legendary fish fries piled with all the extras. Start the weekend early with their breakfast specials.
Plunk, if he fall out, man, make sure you film that if Steve fall out when he said that hi.
Could you imagine? Could happen. I'd fall right off this chair. Start the weekend early with the breakfast specials on Saturday and Sunday morning, starting at 9 a.m. Please, no. Visit their Facebook page or QClubofWI.com for menu and updates.
He wanted from Joe Zanzola.
Q Club of Wisconsin, North Grandview Boulevard in Waukesha. Wendy's Big Show, served up hot and fresh here on The Fan, live from the Gene Wagner Plumbing Studios, GeneWagnerPlumbing.com for all of your plumbing needs. Don't forget, coming up at 6 o'clock, it's the Bill Michaels Huddle presented by Bud Light Seltzer tonight. CBS 58's Kevin Holden and Christina Tuso join Bill Michaels to preview Packers and Texans tonight at 6 here on 1250 AM, The Fan. Great Lakes Dragway, pick a lane. The right lane of the Packers to make a deal. Would you rather have J.J. Watt or a receiver coming back to Green Bay? The left lane, we forgave Brett Favre. Why not Greg Jennings? Is he is wanting to be forgave and welcome back into the Packer family? Tony and Racine, you're next on the Wendy's Big Show.
What's up, Tony?
What's happening, Jerry? What's happening, fellas?
What's up, man?
Hey, listen to me. Listen to me. I'm a double jeff. Watch this here. I forgive Brett Favre and Greg Jennings because both of them, you know, they served their time and they both did their thing and they both kind of outspoken and they say what they want to say and if people don't like it, that's too bad.
There you go.
Both of them got us a Super Bowl, so that's what I mean. And it is what it is. They're entitled to their opinions and people need to just leave that alone. Now, for all you cats to talk about, we need to see. We need what are we going to do? Give it to put in the middle linebacker or no one back? I mean, that sounds like the Ted Thompson type crap. We can't stop nobody up the middle. Let me let you know a little secret. Dan Fouts and Dan Marino both had high-powered offenses, but they walk around with no rings in their fingers.
Yes, that's a fact.
Watch this here. Trent Dilfer and Jim McMahon, they not Dan Marino and Dan Fouts, but they got a Super Bowl ring on their fingers.
That's true. Another fact.
It's true.
I see what you did.
I like that, man.
Talk about receivers. You need some defense. Defense wins championships. You can't get away from what the old man told you. The old man told you that a long time ago. And I can't believe Realm compared the NBA to the NFL. You must have defense in the NFL. I don't know. The NBA you can get away with that. But not the NFL. In the NFL, you got to have some defense, bro.
No. Hey,
you can throw Brett Favre in there, too. He had a defense, too. Number one defense.
Check the Leroy. Remember them two Super Bowls we went to back-to-back?
Yep.
Okay, check this out. People keep forgetting about the Super Bowl that we lost to Denver. This is what people don't want to remember, and they get amnesia. They forget about this part. Reggie White, Leroy Butler, and company gave Brett Favre the ball back with over 2 minutes left on the clock. They gave the offense more than enough time to drive down the field and win the game. But guess what? Brett Favre then poked it off, and then everybody blamed on the defense. They said, "Oh, but Terrell Davis was running on the defense all day long." But what about we gave the ball back to the offense for 2.5 minutes left on the clock? That's how great that defense was. Yeah, we were getting run on all day, but we still gave the ball back to the offense for 2 minutes left on the clock. That's how great that defense was.
Leroy, your thoughts? Thanks for the call, Tony.
Hey, man.
Go ahead, Leroy.
Those number bars, all he needed is some music behind that. Yeah, that was a good rap session right there. I think that's stand alone. I mean, that's why I want J.J. Watt, man. Hey, you put him in that middle with Kenny Clark, you could play a 4-3 like Gary said. There's a lot of things you could do. The linebackers won't get touched. You got two guys on Kenny Clark. You got two guys on J.J. Watt. The other guys are free. Now you'll see Preston Smith dominating. I mean, because all he got is one-on-ones against backs, tight ends. It's not enough people to block guys who command double teams. That can turn your whole season around. If you get a wide receiver in here and don't throw him the ball, he's going to be like, why y'all brought me here? If y'all and Aaron Jones getting 25 touches and Jamal getting 8 touches, and they even ran a rookie out there, gave him 3 touches, and you didn't throw me the ball. Hey, but we winning, though. Okay, well, yeah. Some guys may be okay with that. Some guys might not.
Yeah, and that's just the thing. I mean, at this point, I think if you are the Green Bay Packers and you're looking at this, they try to go get Khalil Mack 1 year. They try to get Emmanuel Sanders another year. So it's not like Goody has shown his hand of, at the trade deadline, he only goes for one side of the ball. He's trying to get impact players on both sides of the ball. Now the question really becomes, at the end of the day, Gary, is what side of the ball needs more help if you're Brian Gutekunst?
Well, right now, you know, most certainly, I think it's offense with Lazard. But if you can get a game changer like J.J. Watt, you go get him. And now you got two Hall of Famers on each side of football. And I think, you know, the wide receiver, whoever it is, will make a difference on the offensive side, no doubt about it. But it won't do anything with your defense. J.J. Watt makes your whole football team better. Special teams, offense, defense, the whole organization. It brings it up to everything. It brings it up to another level. So, yeah, I mean, a wide receiver is the obvious choice. But if J.J. Watt's there, you got to go get him if you can. Now, you talked about the two. They can get Will Fuller in there, too. Yeah, let me have him. But, see, Steve, this brings me back to where we are with this team. I don't know, as an organization, are they in the go-for-it mode? And they never seem to be in the go-for-it mode. I mean, but I don't know. Because if they are, the fourth round, what is it, the fourth, sixth, and a what? Is this a fourth and a sixth?
Oh, no, it's a 2-4 and a 6.
Two.
The 2-4 and a 6 makes sense to me if you're looking to win a Super Bowl with Aaron Rodgers. If you're looking to let Aaron Rodgers play out the next 3-4 years here, Because that's about all you got with J.J. Watt.
Yeah, and again, his last year of his contract is next year, $17.5 million.
So you gotta go sign him back.
So if you want to sign him to an extension, that obviously is up to you.
Yeah.
And Sam as Bradley. And as talked about in this article,
bring it back.
As far as you know, right, do you let the next GM make this trade in the offseason going into his last year, and because they're going to get some leeway, or you do it before that next guy comes in, so he's not the bad guy for trading away J.J. Watt. I mean, that's really what it comes down to. A couple of other suggested trades from Ed Schneidman. Packers trade cornerback Josh Jackson to the Browns for a 2021 7th-round pick. Sure. Yeah, fine. Works.
He ain't finna do that.
Sure. Packers trade tight end Jay Sternberger to the Patriots for a 2021 4th-round pick.
Okay.
I don't know if I'm ready to give up on him, yo. Packers acquired tight end Jacob Hollister from the Seahawks for a 2021 5th-round pick. And he talks in here, Seahawks beat writer Michael Sean Duggar says, Hollister is a low-end number one tight end who is stashed on Seattle's depth chart as a third stringer behind Greg Olsen and Will Disley. He had over 40 catches last season and 3 scores, including a walk-off against the Buccaneers in overtime. This year, he has only a pair of catches, though one was a touchdown along with a 2-point conversion. He's always been a smooth route runner with relatively reliable hands. The issue in Seattle has been his blocking, which leaves much to be desired.
Right. Right.
I'd rather stay with Tonyan.
Right now, the way it's lined up, 2021 draft Disley, picks though. That they have currently, they've got multiple fours, 3 fours, I believe, and then they got multiple sixes as well. So they've got plenty of draft picks to trade from if that's something that they want to do. So we'll have to wait and see. Coming up next, Mike Clemens. Our embedded green and gold reporter. We'll see what Michael has to say about what he heard today from the assistant coaches who spoke to the media. Whether you're watching Wisconsin on Friday or Green Bay on Sunday, make sure your game time food is only championship quality from our MVP of Meats, Robert's Specialty Meats. They're fully stocked with all of your favorites, including their legendary ribs on a stick. That's boneless pork ribs marinated in a tangy barbecue sauce and ready in just minutes, or the equally popular marinated chicken skewers and barbecue, garlic parmesan, or Door County cherry flavors. You'll also find over 30 varieties of handmade sausages and brats at Robert's, including their Al Capone Italian sausage, just full of zesty flavor. They're open on Sundays with their hot pit ham, perfect for game day sandwiches. Visit them in Waukesha or call Robert's today at 262-549-MEAT. That's 262-549-MEAT for the best selection and reserve your order. And when you visit, be sure to pick up some of their Cherrywood smoked beef sticks or jerky, the ideal snack treats when you're watching a game. Visit their website, robertspecialtymeatswaukesha.com, for more information and money-saving coupons. For the best in meats, the very best, there is only one place. Robert's Specialty Meats, your hometown butcher. Show serving up hot and fresh here on The Fan. Steve Sparky Fiver with you. Going hunting up north, but don't want to miss your favorite shows on The Fan? The answer is easy. Simply download the radio.com app and take The Fan with you. Right up there to that deer tree stand, or that tree stand that you hunt deer from, or whatever. I've never been hunting in my life. But yeah, you go up there. I know you got to be quiet, right? That's a whole big thing. I'd be quiet before you shoot your deer or whatever. So yeah, put your earbuds in or your headphones on and just listen to Bart Winkler's show, Ryan Horvath, right? 5 a.m. to 6. You all are up in your tree stands by that point, I think. By 5 a.m. in the morning in the dark. Yeah, go ahead, throw it in. Listen to Ryan Horvath from 5 to 6, and then listen to Bart from 6 until 10, and then Bill, 10 to 2, and then Wendy's Big Show, 2 until 6. You know the whole lineup here on The Fan.
Let's get the latest from Green Bay from Mike Clemens, brought to you by Jim Dandy's on South 27th Street in Oak Creek. Watch the Green Bay games at Jim Dandy's with $2 domestic taps, $3 rails, and $4 imports, plus free food at halftime. JimDandy'sGrill.com.
I mean, it's a little weird. Actually, you know, I was in Dallas last year, and we played the Packers
It was a very weird feeling after being in Green Bay for 8 years, you know, giving everything to that organization. To play them, it was weird being on the other sidelines, but, you know, it's a new year, a different situation, and really we're just looking to go 1-0 this week.
There he is, Randall Cobb, now with the Houston Texans. Some, I'm sure, amongst Packer fans would love to have Randall Cobb back in a Packer uniform, Michael.
Randall Cobb, one of the most dedicated guys. Aaron Rodgers, of course, just still raves about him. What a weird turn for this guy's career. His last year in Green Bay as a Packer, Mike McCarthy gets fired. He gets picked up by the Dallas Cowboys.
Right.
Jason Garrett gets fired. He gets picked up by the Houston Texans, a team that was in the playoffs last year. Bill O'Brien gets fired 4 weeks in. Then this Texans team, 1-5, man, it was not an easy schedule. I mean, they opened up against the Chiefs at Arrowhead and lost. And then they had to play the Ravens, a tough team, and lost. And then they had to play the Steelers. Man, it's amazing. You know, I think Mike Tomlin is underrated as a coach. I mean, and now he's got Roethlisberger back, and they're, you know, a strong team. And they lost in Pittsburgh. And then they lost to the Vikings at home, and that's when O'Brien got fired.
Sounds like he's a coach killer, Mike. Well, sounds like he's a coach killer.
You know, you got to wonder. The Texans beat the Jaguars when Romeo Crennel took over as interim head coach. And then they had the lead. They put up the points, and they try to go for two, and Deshaun Watson trying to throw to Randall, who dropped it.
Well, it got deflected at the line, to be fair.
Was it? Yeah, okay, all right. And but, you know, this is a team, though, that brought in a couple of more free agents, try and reinvent themselves, and then they went into but then they lost all those mini camps. There's a lot of chemistry problems with this team and not a very good defense. And if I'm not mistaken, wasn't Bill O'Brien like around June or so? Didn't he say, you know what, I'm just letting my guys go and we'll get together for camp? And, you know, so whatever. The team is in disarray, but they have had a really tough schedule. So you've been talking about J.J. Watt, but how about Randall Cobb? You think Aaron Rodgers wouldn't like to see Randall Cobb come back to Green Bay?
Absolutely.
What would the price be? And Randall Cobb was asked, does he think the Texans will trade him? And can he believe that he's now on a team, the Texans, that are 1-5?
Yeah, I don't think it was anything that I could have ever imagined. You know, obviously, whenever I signed here, Coach O'Brien was going into his seventh, eighth year here. He's built a foundation here. And having playoff runs, I could have never imagined that things would be sitting at 1-5 and he wouldn't be our head coach right now. That's just this league, and, you know, it's part of the business. It happens, and, you know, you never know what to expect. Crazier things happen in this business since I've been in it. You really just got to brace yourself and wait and see what happens. I bought a house here, so I planned on being here for the long haul. So, you know, we'll see how it all plays out. You know, you take it day by day. You know, I think there was some there was a conversation after practice that took place, and We'll see. You know, I don't know what to think or what to believe. You just sit back and take it day by day and come to work and try to do your job every day.
All right. So there's Randall Cobb, who's gotten several coaches fired here in the last couple of years. I'm just joking about that. But again, yeah, would Randall Cobb be welcomed back by Aaron Rodgers? Yeah, I would think Aaron Rodgers would welcome back Randall Cobb, Jordy Nelson. Go through the list of guys that he would welcome back. And I'll tell you this, even though J.J. Watt doesn't play on defense, we've been talking about possibly trading for him based on Matt Schneidman's article from earlier today in hypothetical trade scenarios. I bet you Aaron Rodgers would love to see J.J. Watt in the locker room playing on the defensive side of the ball too.
Yeah, I think Mike Pettine would too. I would think LaFleur would, just to bring one more.
Kenny Clark would love it.
One more pillar of leadership because nobody tops this guy for leadership. And J.J. Watt's on a team that put all their chips down on an offense to get Deshaun Watson, you know, the weapons. They lost that offseason. You know, it's this team still searching for chemistry. We know about J.J. Watt's, you know, battling with the injuries on and off the last couple of years, but no one still works harder. And I want to tell you, though, this trade stuff, this is not coming from the Big Show up in Milwaukee or even, you know, reporters in Green Bay. This is coming from Houston. This is coming from experienced reporters in Houston that are taking a look back and saying, you know what, this team got old. They've got too many older veterans here. Why don't they just have a fire sale, draft to build a new team for Watson, you know, in the future, get a new GM, get a new coach, and, you know, let's talk about, you know, a dynasty for the next 2 or 3 years, because you've got a franchise quarterback. This stuff is all coming from Houston. And so J.J. Watt, you know, he knows he's in the middle of this, and he was asked today, does he want to be traded to Green Bay to finish his career?
I imagine myself playing for Pewaukee High School. That's as far as I got in my dreams at the time. So, no, I can't say. I mean, growing up in Wisconsin, you know, that's just the way it was. Everything you had sports-wise, either green, gold, or red and white, that's what it was. So it's an incredible fan base that they have, incredible people, obviously, fortunate to grow up there. And I absolutely respect and appreciate the loyalty that their fan base has to that team. So my goal since I got here was to bring a championship to the city of Houston. That remains my goal. Until the day I'm not a Houston Texan anymore. That will always be my goal. That's what I'm working towards. That's what I'm working towards today, and that's what I'll work towards tomorrow.
If they trade J.J. Watt, you can kiss ticket sales out the door for the next several years, because that fan base will turn so quick on that organization if they trade J.J. Watt. It will be brutal if they move on from J.J. Watt via trade.
That's a good point. That's a good point, because Houston's one of those markets where, I mean, they won't show up. You know, you remember Greg Cook, right, former Packer?
He's on tomorrow on the Wendy's Big Show, tomorrow at 2:45.
Yeah, well, Bill Michaels and I, when we were down there for Super Bowl a couple of years ago, we went out to dinner with him, and I mean,
great guy.
Those fans down there are brutal.
Yep.
They're as tough as New York fans down there, and it's football. Okay, yesterday on the Big Show, you guys were talking about, is it really fair? I mean, all the negative stories, is there a quarterback that's taken more negative stuff that's going to be a future Hall of Famer than Aaron Rodgers? And, you know, I texted you, this started the day he got drafted. This started the day he got drafted to be the guy to replace the beloved Brett Favre. Whoever was going to get picked for that job was going to have trouble. I mean, you know, in the summer of 2008 during the Favre saga, Aaron Rodgers is running your team during family night, and they're booing him in family night.
Yep. Well, they had little kids holding up signs, ripping them at practice and during training camp that summer.
And so it continues. And it's, you know, it's partly the four-letter network for some reason. I don't know if it's because Rodgers won't give them interviews. And after stuff like this happened, it'll be even further down the road. But in the pregame show last Sunday morning, the ESPN countdown show, they went around the country and they talked to Aaron Rodgers' former backups. They talked to Joe Callahan, Seneca Wallace, Graham Harrell, and Brett Hundley.
God,
he's still playing. He's
how
with the Cardinals.
Awful are those guys?
And
you go back to Brett Favre's backup and list those off compared to what Rodgers has had behind him, brutal.
And I think that's part of the reason that the decision had to be made on Ted, and especially McCarthy. Oof. Is like, you know, you don't have a Nick Foles who could, you know, replace your Carson Wentz and close the deal on a Super Bowl.
And you forgot about Brom, who apparently they didn't interview because he's got to coach Purdue this week because his brother's got COVID.
Yeah, Brom.
He was awful too, and that was a second round pick.
Yeah, Brian Brom was dropping center quarterback snaps in minicamp. I mean, it was pathetic. So they talked to Joe Callahan about the time he was invited to Aaron's house for a barbecue, and here's what Joe Callahan said.
My rookie year, he invited us over for a little barbecue at his house, and then midway through the night, he broke out his karaoke microphone, which ranks how well you sing the song. You know, that turned from, you know, just a fun little barbecue to us competing over karaoke. And I would definitely double check the calibration on that microphone, because his scores seemed a little too high that day.
You can't even enjoy just singing karaoke. He turns that into a competition?
To barbecue, it's like, hey, let's have karaoke, and we're keeping score at karaoke. Seneca Wallace says that one time he's with Rodgers, and you know when planes go over and they have that jet stream, that white tail that comes out? This is Seneca Wallace.
We definitely had some conversations that were a little out there.
He's always thinking the crazy conspiracies, and so he's like, hey, what do you think all that stuff is flying behind that jet stream? Do you think that, you know, has anything to do with maybe why everybody's getting cancer? That's just kind of his attitude. That's the way he's, you know, wired.
You could go from talking about football then to talking about conspiracies about, you know, who built the pyramids. And, you know, there wasn't just one subject that we talked about.
Who does he think built the pyramids?
You know, I mean, that's an in-house conversation we can't reveal.
All you have to know about Aaron Rodgers, if you want to really know, go back and read that multi-piece done for Sports Illustrated on KGB.
Yeah.
And go back and read about Rodgers and KGB's relationship and their discussions about religion. That really is all you need to know.
Yeah.
I mean, Aaron Rodgers wants to know about everything. He thinks that he's smarter than everybody in the room and is trying to figure out things that others haven't.
Well, he's convinced it was aliens or UFOs that built the pyramids. And then Brett Hundley was asked, what's Aaron Rodgers like after a Packers loss?
He didn't like losing at all. I really hope Aaron watches this, because I think the biggest thing that we had a battle was our body types, especially mine. You know, I like to be very fit, six-pack, you know, looking good, trim. And Aaron, his body fat percentage was through the roof most of the time when I was there. But I think that was the biggest struggle for Aaron. So, like, Aaron now, you know, if you watch this, man, I hope your body percentage fattens down.
That's good. But I mean, do realize that most quarterbacks have guts on them at this point. In fact, I just saw a picture the other day. Peyton Manning, who definitely had some chub on him when he played, he's got a six-pack now. Dude, it's ripped compared to what he was like when he played.
When Brett looks better now than
yes.
he did as a player.
No question.
So Aaron was asked this, and as I said, I told you guys this last spring, he's getting more and more into this spirituality, and I think him and guys like Jair too. You know, these guys that are in their 20s and 30s, they're dealing with anxiety in different ways. We're hearing about meditation and all that to build your confidence. But Aaron was asked yesterday, is there any concern that last week's bad practices could carry over into this week? And listen to this answer, Sparky.
I have a firm belief in the manifestation of our thoughts and our words into reality, so I'm not even going to go down the hypothetical situation that you're referring to. You know, I do answer your questions best of my abilities at times. I'm not big on hypotheticals. In this case, like I've said this entire conference, the most important thing is to stick to the process and the plan and the routine. We are creatures of habit, and it's important to move forward. You know, by the time we watch that film on Monday, that's in the can. We're on to the next opponent. You know, the last 2 days we've been watching Houston. You know, we've been talking about Houston. We're on to the next situation.
We played some of that Aaron Rodgers stuff earlier in the show. And one of my favorite parts of that is when he's telling the media that, you know, you got to be even keel. You can't be up and down on a win and a loss. But very earlier in the exact same comment, he talks about how he doesn't want to talk about what happened last week. He closes the book on Monday. But funny, every other dang week this year, he was fine talking about the previous week's games when they won and he played well. He stinks. Oh, I don't want to talk anymore. But we can't be emotional now. No, no, no.
At the same time, he's talking about the white noise. And he's been picking on the media the last couple weeks, even though they were 4-0. But he doesn't like the way some of the national media is spinning what he's doing, or I guess what the Packers are doing. And at the same time, you know, the team is feeding him those clips, too.
I mean, that's up to him to figure it out. I mean, he's been dealing with this forever. If it's too much, then
part of it is him.
There's obviously nothing I can do.
He's a very smart dude with kind of some strange things like all those guys. At the same time, there's never been an athlete that had that many guys coming after him and telling stories after he left. I mean, add to the list to Greg Jennings, so, Jermichael
eventually,
Finley, and all these other guys.
Eventually somebody will have a book on this dude and what he's really like, and I can't wait to read it. Michael, thanks so much for coming on, man. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Sparky.
There he is, Michael Clemens on the Great Midwest Bank Highline. Applying for a home renovation loan as you're feeling anxious, breathe. Let Great Midwest Bank help you experience a state of tranquility. Get started at greatmidwestbank.com. Have you played the Rocket Mortgage 2020 Pro Football Pick'em yet? Why haven't you? If you haven't, come play against me and other radio guys from across the country. See if you can beat me. If you played me last week, you definitely beat me. There's $1,000 up for grabs every single week. Sign up today at radio.com/picks and pick the winner of each week's games. No point spreads, no lineups, totally free to enter. It's a brand new game every week of the season. So sign up right now and you've got a shot to win $1,000 this week. Make your picks at radio.com/picks. It's the Rocket Mortgage 2020 Pro Football Pick'em. Rules for this nationwide contest are available at radio.com/picks. Time for the Chevy Drive Home Big Show moment.
It's time for the Chevy Drive Home Moment of the Big Show.
You know, for a Mike Pettine defense, I guess the two things that surprise me is they don't play very much man-to-man coverage and they don't blitz very much. And, you know, I think we always thought of Mike Pettine, certainly going back to his Rex Ryan days, as a guy who would blitz and play man. And they don't play very much man and they don't blitz a lot. So it's a zone-heavy defense. And I guess, you know, that's the way he feels is the best way to play. You know, the problem in this league is we live not only week to week, we live not only day to day, but minute to minute. So when something bad happens, we all have to make these definitive judgments about a team. They're 4-1. I think they're doing okay for the most part.
Your drive home today on The Fan was driven by WisconsinDrivesChevy.com.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.